David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special author in the room today. She is an amazing author, and she has a book out that she's going to tell you a little about that you're going to love. She focuses on how to feel happy and how to bring joy into your life, and she has lots of tools and techniques in her book that show you how to bring happiness into your life. And today, we're going to talk about that because there's a lot of people out there who want to feel happy, who want to feel joy in their life, and they're at points in their life where they may feel stuck, things are happening, and they're not feeling the way they want to feel. Well, she's here today, and she's going to talk about ways you could bring happiness into your life and how you can turn your life around so you could feel that joy that you deserve. Elizabeth, it is a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. Can you tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do?
Yes, Stacey, thanks for having me, firstly. And I'm living in Sydney, Australia, and I went through a challenging divorce about seven, eight years ago. And with that, it was so challenging in that I felt like I'd just lost me, you know, because I had four adult children and a shock divorce that I wasn't expecting. And right. All of a sudden, it was just sort of, what happens now? I mean, you know, I totally invested my time and into my relationship and my kids. And now they were all adults. And I was in a bad way. I was in a lot of shock. And I was kept spiraling down into deep depression and, you know, had all the emotions, you know, roller coaster of emotions. And so I was determined. I think I had a determination to pick myself up, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But I was looking everywhere for a manual. There must be a manual about how to navigate this, because it was unexpected, and I just needed some signposts to get me in a better place. And so that's when I started journaling, and thankfully I started painting about the same time, encouraged by my children, who'd given me a voucher for a free painting class. And and then as I started to journal and paint, I realized that I was developing tools to help me feel better, and coupled with lots of different modalities, which I explored over that time, from, you know, living away in ashrams to going heavily into Kundalini yoga, to all different, a lot of different modalities. I started to work out what was working and what was not, and my book together. So published my first book last October, Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life. And with just simple tools and techniques to help people feel good if they're being challenged, which we all are in some, you know, in some area, whether it's, you know, financial or relationship based or health based. Yeah, so I'm just enjoying doing podcasts and helping people feel better. Yeah.
I love it. You know, there's so many people out there that, you know, they go through so much in life, you know, and they are struggling to overcome the trauma that they've experienced in life, and they don't know how to get through those negative emotions that are locked inside of them. And so many people want to feel happy. They want to be happy. They want to feel that joy when they wake up in the morning. They want to have a reason, a cause to go out and feel, you know, and ignition or, you know, a feeling of, you know, energy, and they can't, you know. So, you know, you have many tools, you know. Tell us a little about some of the advice that you can give people.
Just when you were talking there, Stacey, I think if I had to sort of put my number one point for, because you're right, everyone wants to feel better. And there's no doubt about that. All around the world, you know, what's your magic wish? I want to feel better. I want to feel good. Everyone in the world wants to feel good. And I think the biggest stumbling block I find is that we rush around. We're too busy. We don't give ourselves time out of the off the life hamster wheel.
Yes.
We need to take time to stop whatever we're doing, whether it's the partying, whether it's the busy with the work, busy with the children, whatever we're busy doing, as Eckhart Tolle, you know, one of my teachers says, you know, we're human beings, we're not human doings. And the human part of us, yes, we have our personality, we have our, you know, our life situation and everything that, you know, is part and parcel to being on this planet. But we also the being part of us. And if that is not looked after, I think that that's when we can get lost in our mind with all our thoughts, and we can delve into the past and shame and blame and regret, and it doesn't make us feel good. It just makes us feel worse. And then our mind can play tricks on us too with our future, and we can fatalize with our future, and we can be kept up all night with these fantasy thoughts of how bad my future is going to look. But the reality is, what I found for me is that when I was feeling so bad, I had lost myself in my thoughts, and I was in the past or in the future. So the first thing I do is bring myself back into the now. And I couldn't do that unless I could take a breather from my doing, my busyness. I was running around driving the car with the children, or, you know, busy at work or busy partying. I wasn't feeling the now. I wasn't in the now. I wasn't fully present. And so I'd always bring myself fully back into the now, and I would immediately feel a sense of, you know, more of peace, because, you know, I think, well, I'm safe. I'm not going to be, you know, I'm safe. I've got a meal on the table, and right now I'm not going to let my thoughts get carried away in my thoughts.
Yeah.
And that really helped ground me and align me with feeling more peaceful.
I love that. I think that's one of the things people, you know, tend to not do is they don't give themselves enough of time to renew themselves. And they need to prioritize, I believe, their time, because all you need is a certain amount of time a day just to give yourself a time to renew, whether it be exercise or whether it be meditation or a walk, you know, outside and just, you know, observing nature. We need time to renew ourselves. We need time to even sleep. And I think a lot of people, they get so absorbed in their life and what's going on now, especially people who are struggling with certain issues, you know, whether it be work or whether it be at home and their personal lives, you know, they get so absorbed that they forget about the number one person, themselves. How do you feel about that?
Yes, no, I really think that's right. I mean, my book, you know, Free and First, it's actually about putting yourself first. And I can probably hear your listeners and your viewers going, no, I can't put myself first. I've got this and I've got that. Or it feels selfish, because, you know, a lot of people think, well, that's, you know, that's being very selfish, putting myself first. But if in essence, if we put ourselves first, we lift our mood, and then everybody, children, our relatives, they all benefit from that. They all feel better as well. And so what better gift in a simple, by putting yourself first, following your joy for 10 minutes a day, playing like a child, whatever it is, if it's putting a song on the radio and having a bit of a dance, but just not getting so serious with your life. If you can just shock yourself and do something silly that, you know, doesn't hurt you or anyone else, but that vibe, And then when you're talking or thinking about your friends or thinking about your children or your parents, they get your good vibes.
Yes.
And your good vibes rather than, oh, I'm in my not so good vibes. And then you're thinking of your kids, and well, unfortunately, they're often pulled down as well, which, you know, so if you can't put yourself first because you think it's selfish, do it for your children, do it for your friends, and do it for your parents, if that's easier to think of it that way.
No, I love that. You know, I think one of the main things is you hear it so many times, you hear it with women and mothers, or you hear it even with adults. You know, males won't say it, but you could tell they feel shameful. They feel, you know, they feel a sense, like you said, a guilt, you know, if they put others, you know, if they put themselves before others. And really, you know, that's the, if you can't help yourself, then how can you help others? And people have to really realize, they have to really give themselves some type of self-love or self-care. You know, how do you feel about that?
Yes. I mean, you know, like I think Oprah sort of says, you know, about all, you know, we have to love ourselves first, you know, have our self-watering system of self-love happening big time, because, you know, life's, I think it's a mirror. You know, if we don't love and respect ourselves, well, we may not be loved and respected by others. You know,
right.
Big, really big correlation, I feel. So the first thing, first, really early on in my book, I say the importance of self-nurture, spending some time working out what your needs are, and making sure, not looking for, you know, your partner or your parents or your friends to help meet your needs, but actually working out what you're missing, what needs you're missing, and taking steps, speaking up, to putting boundaries in place so your needs are met, and the ABC of me, which is a tool that I mention in my book, is the A is we can't do A before C. Primary school teacher in me is talking, but the acknowledge, allow, and accept how we feel is the A. And we have to do that first, acknowledge, allow, and accept how we feel. And then why do we do that? Because then we can work out our needs, and then we can see the boundaries. And then, but the boundaries, it depends on how we communicate, which is the C, communication of the boundaries. And so the ABC of me is a really important tool that if we can follow through with that, when we don't feel good, and we can actually stop and feel how we feel and work out what our needs are, put our boundaries in place, well, then we start to free ourselves up, because we're not locked into, I'm feeling... You know, a lot of people don't let themselves feel, you know, like we're so busy, you know, we can get lost in busyness, and then they don't even meet A. You know, that's the problem. You know, if I had to say, the problem is we don't get off the life hamster wheel enough to feel our feelings.
Yeah.
And we really need to feel our feelings first. And a lot of people don't want to feel their uncomfortable feelings, and me included. I mean, who wants to feel their uncomfortable feelings? That's a bit, you know, dire. I mean, why can't we just keep busy? Can't we just keep busy with getting lost in our children or our work or our partying or our shopping or whatever it is we get lost in? But it doesn't solve the problem, because I feel, as a lot of writers, and that the feelings get contained within us, and as the doctors are cautioning onto, those restrained emotions kept within our psyche or within our body can cause health issues. So I think it's really vital that we slow down, find time to stop, feel how we're feeling, and have enough self-love to go, hang on, this matters to me, and I'm going to speak up about it, and I'm going to put a boundary in place and follow through with it, communicate it, and free myself up. free myself up for feeling good. You know,
right.
I think it's, you know, it's we have to take responsibility. I believe that every person needs to take responsibility for this, and they can't keep waiting. Oh, when, you know, like I think a few writers talk about the waiting. You know, when I retire, I'll be happy. Or when my perfect boyfriend comes along, I'll be happy then. Or,
yeah.
or when I get my new car, or when I go on my holiday. But I think the thing is, we're actually saying that, we're actually saying no to the now. We're saying no to the present. And we have to be really, I believe we that's the only thing we've got power over is the now.
Right.
And, you know, to get something happening, we have to sort of implement it now. You know, we have to feel what we need and go, hey, well, I'm taking the reins of my life, and my mind's not going to be the master anymore. You know, all that noise in my head about all the, no, you can't do that sort of thing.
Right.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Liberty that I'm just going to sort of go, not going to listen anymore to that. And that's what I decided. I decided, no, I'm going to be the leader of my life and the master of my mind. And I really got determined not to listen to the, any negativity as to why I couldn't do something or anything that would hold me back from finding joy and finding peace for me, because I think everyone deserves peace. Everyone on this planet, you know, including the animals, every sentient being deserves, you know, joy and peace. And I really believe that it comes from within. You know, we have to stop, feel how we feel our inner being. You know, we're not human doings, we're human beings. And I really feel when we can spend just, even if we set our phones to just, you know, 10 minutes every couple of hours to go, okay, ooh, I have to go and feel how I feel and just breathe, you know, close my eyes and just do some little breathing exercises. It's just amazing how you can feel so much more peaceful and still very alert and, you know, with more, you know, when it sort of steps up to more meditation, well, then intuition's improving and you get so many health benefits, which I could talk all day about. And I know you meditate. So I won't, you know, but, you know, meditation is a big part of my life, and I wouldn't go a day without meditation, because it's just, it powers me up. It's a bit like charging my mobile phone. I'm not going to forget that, and I'm not going to forget my meditation.
I like what you said about really getting rid of, you know, the negativity. You want to be around positive people. You want to be around people that are going to encourage you to be a better person, to encourage you to be happy, to encourage you to follow your dream. You don't, you know, if you're around negative people and you're around people who discourage you, you know, that's going to pull you down. And a lot of times you find that a lot of people who are having trouble being happy and experiencing joy are surrounded by people who are actually pulling them down, given, you know, implementing negative thoughts into their head. Like, why are you doing that? Oh, that's a waste of time. Oh, it's not going to work. You know, it makes no sense what you're doing. You know, you got to stop that, you know, and you know, people, when they're around negative energy and they're around people who are always thinking the worst of the worst is going to happen, you know, how can you grow? You feel like a vacuum, like all the energy is getting sucked out of you, you know, and I believe, you know, in order to grow, we need to surround ourselves by positive people that have positive dreams, that want to be better, you know, than they are already. And they're looking for people that are higher than themselves so they could get and elevate to those levels. You know, what's your intake on that?
Yes, well, I sometimes go talk about casually surfing the wave. You know, you want to hang around the people on a higher vibe, because it's much better to catch onto their wave, onto their higher vibe, than if we're always around very depressed, or people who are always looking at the worst side of things. Well, of course, we go down. What is paramount is that our state of consciousness or our vibe dictates how every situation unfolds in our life. Yes. So I realized that I sort of had that aha moment myself when I was negotiating the divorce settlement, and I thought, well, okay, if I can get my vibe as high as I can through eating healthily, exercising, being around positive people, and just ticking as many boxes as I could to get my vibe higher, would mean that I go in to negotiate the biggest deal of my life. You know, when you sort of, you've got your kids and you're trying to work, you want to be able to think clearly, and of course you want the most positive outcome. So with anything in life, what I've realized is the higher we can climb our vibe up by ticking as many boxes as we can, we're in a much better position. And then also our children and our friends, as we emanate a higher vibe, and they can catch the wave, so to speak. Yeah.
100%. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Now, in your book, you have like different exercises and things. You know, you've mentioned some already. You know, how can people, you know, if they're feeling their emotions are repressed and they're starting, you know, and they're going through, they're not feeling that happiness, they're not feeling that joy. And as we know that when you push your feelings down and your feelings are repressed, after a while you can go numb and you don't even know how you feel anymore because you pushed your emotions down for so long. And if you're around people who are negative and all these things are happening, you know, what are some of the things that you suggest for people, you know, who want to feel happiness, who want to feel joy? You know, you've mentioned a few already, but what are some powerful, you know, points that you think people could use to change their lives around?
Yes, well, Stacey, I think it depends exactly how, each person's going to be different, of course, to what degree their pain is, their trauma is, where it's at, as tools are appropriate for them. And I must say here, I am not a health professional here, so please don't change any of your health regimes. Because I'm just speaking from experience, what worked for me through a traumatic event. So in the early days, just finding my fun, that's all I could manage, just to look for not trying to bite off more than I could chew, and just to get through the next half hour, get through the next hour. And I'd have a list near on the kitchen fridge or near my toothbrush, about ways to bump me out of my mood that would be very low. So whether that was call a friend, put the radio on. So that was that's sort of the critical list. I'd have my critical list close at hand. And then as I started to want other tools, I explored other tools, which was then the idea of being present and letting go of allowing ourselves to be present and to feel into our feelings meant that we could allow the heavy emotions that hold us down. Like, you know, you can imagine a hot air balloon. Everyone's got this idea of a hot air balloon. You've got the sacks of sand, big bags of sand holding you down. So I really want to let go of my grudges with my, you know, husband or with my employer or whoever the person is that you may subconsciously sometimes be harboring a grudge against your parents, you know. There's many, and when we can look at forgiveness, even if we have to fake it until we make it, when we can look at forgiveness, it lightens our load. And guess what? We get to rise up. We get to feel good. Non-forgiveness causes more havoc, I believe, with our physical health than the person we're not forgiving. You know, we can do ourselves more health harm, more harm to our health than, so it's better just to forgive, for your sake. Is, you know, it doesn't mean we need to condone what they've done.
Right.
But you know, like I think it was Jesus on the cross said, forgive them because they don't know, they know not, meaning that they may not be at that level of understanding to know that they've done anything wrong. So you could be banging your head against the wall trying to get through to people that you think have wronged you, but you're never going to win because if they're at that consciousness that they don't understand that what caused you pain, well, you're not going to get very far. So I find that forgiveness for me, you know, forgiving and just accepting where people are at, you know, we're all at different stages on the rocky road called, you know, the journey through life. You know, everyone's trying their best. I really believe every person is trying their best. From the consciousness at the level of understanding that they're on this planet with, and the shame and the blame, you know, pointing the finger at someone else is going to do you more harm, and it's not going to help you feel better. And long term, it could be play havoc with your health.
Right, exactly. So true. Now, what inspired you to write your book?
Yes, well, I just didn't want any of my children or my friends to go through what I went through. I was just determined. I've always enjoyed helping people, uplifting others, enriching others' lives through whatever, you know. I'm a trained primary school teacher, and I did voluntary work for the Race Foundation, helping children from challenged homes as a mentor, and I just always enjoyed it. And so when something's working for me, I just really love to share it to help everyone feel better, you know, like in this challenging world that we're in. I've just really wanted to, you know, I hold the vision my book will be translated into different languages so as we can help people around the world to be in a better place, because there's a lot of suffering going on, and I really hold the vision that we can dissolve the suffering with tools and techniques, and really it starts with each individual person to make this world a better place.
Mm. Oh. 100%, 100%. And if each individual can acknowledge that and just put a small effort of kindness, hope, gratitude, love into the world, the world could change so dramatically. And that's all we need.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, you know, like I think, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, I can't do that, and I can't write a book, or I can't do, but it's just baby steps, you know, like just even smiling at the lady who serves you coffee every morning.
Yeah.
That will uplift someone, you know, like if we can just take baby steps to bring more joy to the people that we meet during our day.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean, if everyone just woke up and said, okay, well, we're going to do that tomorrow, I'm just going to, everyone I meet, I'm just going to smile at.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would change the whole flavor of the world quite quickly.
Right.
But, you know?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. Now, where can people find your book?
Yes. Yeah, so the best the best way is just to jump on my website. So it's elizabethjane.com, but then I have .au for Australia. So it's elizabethjane.com.au, and you can go down and join on my Facebook or my Instagram and listen to all the podcasts that I do around the world and interviews within Australia and overseas about how to feel good fast, because, you know, life's too short. You know, life's too short not to sort of take it on, you know, take life on at a better angle than what a lot of people are, you know, suffering at the moment.
100%. Now, if we had to take everything that you talked about today and you wanted to give emphasize on a couple of important factors, what are some things you'd like to emphasize about today's conversation?
Well, world peace starts with each individual person. And I don't want to scare people, but we're responsible for everything. In, you know, like if we can play our part just with baby steps about getting our internal landscape happening, then it will be reflected. We'll see the world through different eyes.
Yes.
Once we lift our vibe, once each person lifts their vibe, the world will unfold at a much more peaceful, more joyous, more abundant, in a more abundant way.
Yes.
And so everyone can start today to really look at what's working and what's not, to change whether that's okay. Keep it simple. What's working, what's not. 10 things not working. Okay, let's just drop these 10 things. And 10 things that are working, continue with them. You know, look at your group of friends, as you said, look at your group of friends. Are there any that I need to sort of like, you know, defriend or whatever we do with the social media?
Is it
just simple steps? Just if everyone can lift up into a higher vibe, the world will start to reflect that.
Right.
Starts with each person playing their part.
100%. 100%. Now, you said you have some things that you're working on in the future. What are some of those things that you plan on doing in the future?
Yes, well, I'm really excited because I have got two children's books on my way, which I'm illustrating. So one is animating Australian animals. And it's sort of talking about uplifting children, teaching how kids can be empowered as well, to be able to step into their full superpowers. Mm-hmm. And so it's not so, I thought, well, when the parents are reading the children's books, that will help the parents as well, because we can we all should be able to step into our superpowers and our authenticity and so the kids' books I'm doing, and also I hope very soon to one day have wellness centres around the world to help people uplift into a better place, to help them through their traumatic challenges that they're faced with, no matter what, in what way they have, what's the word, in what type of challenge they have, you know, whether it's financial or relationship based or health based. We've all got challenges, but you know, they're all in different packages, but they're universal, and you know, everyone around the world have got the same challenges on at the moment.
Oh, 100%. We're not alone.
So,
well, This has been amazing. I really thank you so much for coming on this show and sharing all your information and sharing about your book and the principles and the tools that are in those books. And I think it's so important, you know, that people, you know, really focus on trying to be happy and trying to reach their utmost joy in their lives. It's so important. You know, we live on this planet and the life we have, we should really not waste it away and not, you know, and not feel miserable inside and have to live each life just dragging your feet. We should try to work toward being happy and live in a joyful life. And when you have happiness and joy in your life, you know, good health and good mentality comes with it. And, you know, if there was one thing you had to say before we go, you know, what would be that one little piece of advice that you would want to share with people on how to be happy and really be able to, you know, live your most joyous, fulfillest life? You know, if you had to give that one little piece of advice, what comes to your mind?
Well, it would be to put yourself first. I've said it now, to put yourself first and not to keep making excuses about why you can't, because as you lift up, then your friends, your family, your parents, your colleagues, they'll all lift up. If you put yourself last, you're down in the dumps. Well, you're thinking of them and you're giving them your not so good vibes. So right. I'm saying put yourself first. It's selfing. It's not selfish.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Elizabeth, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you'll come back. This has been an amazing experience, and it's a topic that people are very interested in listening to. And, you know, you gave such great advice. So I thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate you.
Yes, I'd love to come back at any stage, Stacey. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.